Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
Time now for our pre-opening commodity market report. Here with that is Illinois Public Media's Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. The Commerce Department today says that the deficit in the broadest measure of trade has plunged sharply in the first 3 months of the year. The current account trade deficit dropped to $101.5 billion in the first quarter, a 34.5% decline from the deficit in the fourth quarter. It was the lowest current account deficit since the final 3 months of 2001. The current account is the broadest measure of trade because it covers not only goods and services, but also investment flows between countries. Meanwhile, the Labor Department today says that U.S. consumer prices rose at a slower than expected pace in May, despite higher gasoline costs, and fell over the past 12 months by the most since 1950. The consumer price index edged up 0.1% after being flat in April, below market expectations for a 0.3% increase. Compared to the same period last year, consumer prices fell 1.3%, the largest decline since April of 1950. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 84.97 is down 6.81. The NASDAQ at 17.93 is down 3 points. The S&P 500 at 908 is also down 3 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. We have very warm conditions across the area for the next couple days that will accelerate the growth rates for the crops in the field. And welcome news. Many areas have been a little bit behind as far as the temperatures go. Favorably warmer, drier conditions across the southern and western portion of the Corn Belt. There will be still some cool conditions up across the northern sections of the Corn Belt with some showery weather. Stretching across the eastern Dakotas, Minnesota, even areas to the south of there in Nebraska, seeing some rain right now. And it does look like that we will continue to see some scattered showers and thunderstorms across the region over the next couple days. Looks like Friday will be the best chance to see heavy rainfall with some severe storms possible across the upper Midwest. That as a warm front overtakes the area for the next couple days, and a cold front tries to dive down and bring cooler conditions back into play for at least the northern half of the Corn Belt. Southern sections probably staying close to seasonal average for this time of year, and indications are for at least a little bit of a warm-up again next week. In the south, hot, dry weather will be prevailing in most areas. Cool conditions in the southern portion of the mid-Atlantic states, and again, looking at the radar right now and satellite showing a lot of cloud cover and rain stretching across portions of North Carolina and through Virginia, with some severe weather earlier today in western North Carolina. And that's an arc of precipitation that stretches from Michigan, areas just north of Detroit, picking up the heaviest rainfall right now. That slides to the south and east of the mid-Atlantic states, and then again wrapping up with some scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms in eastern Tennessee and northern portions of South Carolina. Out in the plains, there's a chance of some severe thunderstorms today with some locally heavy rainfall. Not enough if you're in Texas. They are in a very bad drought situation for much of Texas. Many locations not picking up any rainfall at all so far for the month. So they need some rain there. There is a flooding situation that will continue across Missouri and through portions of southwestern Illinois and along the Illinois and Mississippi rivers. And also in the eastern Dakotas, flooding will continue for some time to come. Other areas that need rain, well, there's a pocket in the eastern Corn Belt that has been exceptionally dry. Generally in eastern Ohio, They're looking at very, very dry conditions there. That spreads through at least central Ohio, where they have a deficit of rainfall for the last few weeks. And then you transition into Indiana, where much of the state is pretty much on target as far as moisture. Some locations a little moist central and west central. And then Illinois, obviously many locations with a little bit of an abundant moisture situation there. But the real areas that have been too wet lately are to the west of us across Missouri. In the western states, persistently cool weather continues for the next couple days. It will start to break down, but below normal temperatures will hang around in most areas except for Northern California and the Pacific Northwest. And unusually wet conditions will linger across the northern Rockies and into the Intermountain West. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 6.21 1/4, down 1 3/4. Last trade down 4 3/4. September 6.34 1/2, down 1/4. Last trade down 4 1/2. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 5.65 1/2, down 1/4. Last trade down 5 3/4. September 5.93 1/4, down 1. Last trade down 5 3/4. December 6.20 3/4, down 1/4. Last trade down 6. July corn opened at 4.04 1/2, up 1/2. Last trade unchanged. September 4.13, up 1/4. Last trade down 1/2. December 4.25 1/4, unchanged. Last trade down 1/4. July beans open at 12.03, up 1 3/4. Last trade down 4. September 10.65 3/4, up 2 3/4. Last trade down 1. November 10.28 1/2, unchanged. Last trade up 1 1/2. July soybean meal opened at 403.60, down 70. Last trade down 330. July soybean oil opened at 37.17, up 21. Last trade up 5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, overnight, if we look at technicals, in the D's corn, the 100-day moving average held, and now the question is, do we start on a little bit of a recovery rally from here, or are we going to go softer a little bit further down the line?
Well, that's certainly a key question here this morning, Dave, that level that we've hit a couple of times here yesterday and overnight, like you say, the 100-day moving average. I guess my thought would be that we're probably going to bounce off of that maybe a little bit, that it should hold short term, but I'm not sure that I see anything strong enough from a bullish standpoint to push us up away from that far enough to not test it again here probably over the next several days. And I guess I think it's probably likely that we will eventually break through that, and that probably means going back down testing some of those April lows.
And that would be all the way down by 390.
Yeah, 390 to $4 area.
I wonder if there's a shot at moving up maybe into the 442.5 on ideas that the acres talk is going to heat up, particularly next week.
Yeah, I think that's certainly a possibility. And like I say, I guess I think that the average will hold there short term, but I just the crop seems to be, I mean, perspective of the trade anyhow, is that the crop is getting better. We've got warm, wet forecast pretty much. And I'm not sure I see anything that's going to allow us to push up through any strong resistance levels.
It could be the next weather piece that will have to come along will be along maybe the first week of July.
Yeah, or, you know, something surprising on the acreage report. Mm-hmm. We do have Informa out here Friday, I believe, with a revised acres numbers. I from a fundamental standpoint, there's not other than weather and acres, I think right now is what everybody's focusing on. And, of course, the livestock and the demand side of it. I think that's had a lot to do with our pause here, too, or correction that we've had.
Are beans essentially done in the short term and maybe even the longer term unless we get above Tuesday's high?
I think we need to get up and actually get a close above that 1250 level if we're going to turn things around. Can we go up there and try that again? I think the old crop is tight enough that anything's probably possible here in the soybeans, but I would say that just looking at bases and the fact that right now we don't see the pushes on the old crop bases that we were seeing as far as beans go, I think that we're probably going to move sideways and consolidate here for a while.
Go ahead and give us your calls then for this morning, please.
Wheat probably 5 lower, corn stayed a 3 lower, beans 4 to 6 lower, hogs probably 50 higher, and cattle steady.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Thanks, Dave.
Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, he is in Champaign, Illinois. You can receive this broadcast as well as many of our other key analyst broadcasts via podcast. It's simple as going to our website at willag.org and clicking on the podcast link in the right navigation window. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. The time now is 9:01 Central Time.